Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Victory Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. There's nothing cheesier than Victory Monday, like in, you know, Cleveland or Cincinnati, every radio show.
It's a football thing.
I know, it is a football thing. It's fine. I mean, we won.
I thought that was the whole joke.
Kind of is. Just like we call Dennis Lynn, who's coming up at 8:35, our Lynn-sider. You have to radio it up sometimes. You have to do shtick with it, you know? I like, our shtick is making fun of the shtick.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Rindel, the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
I sometimes actually like the shtick.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to...
I mean, the shtickiest thing that we do, probably as a station, is having our Padres Roundtable
brought to you by
Roundtable Pizza.
Yeah.
But I love that. I think that's the perfect shtick.
It gives you a little, you sniggle a little bit. Makes sense. I mean, who better to sponsor a Roundtable than Roundtable?
Yeah.
Right? What would we call it if it was another sponsor, though? You know what I mean? The Eco Water refreshing drink. Like, what would you call it?
I think they
refreshing Padres talk.
I think he came up with the idea and then went out and got the sponsor.
Oh, I think so too. I think so too. I don't think they came to us. I think you go out and you sell that
idea. If you got like Roundup pesticide,
the Padres Roundup,
whatever.
Oh yeah,
the spray.
Yeah.
Really, Padres Roundup.
That's really
Padres post mortem brought to you by Trust and Will.
Yes, or a funeral home. That's really really good. No, I like you have to shtick it up on the radio. It's just you try to be memorable. So we have our Lynn-sider coming up at 8:35. Lynn-sanity had already been taken by Jeremy Lynn. It's probably trademarked.
We'll give you the skinny on the Padres, brought to you by SDFatLoss.com.
I like that. The Ben and Woods or the 97.3 The Fan skinny. We are, I don't know, there's probably a few parents out there that are feeling the way that I'm feeling today. And it is, it's a great sense of relief because spring break is officially over. The two-week spring break.
Now, you don't hate your children.
I love my children so much. So much.
Does it ever make you feel guilty how relieved you are that you no longer are responsible for them for about 6 hours out of the day?
No. Not even in the slightest.
Not a little bit
not
guilty?
Even in...
Not sad. Oh, I'm not so sad that your spring break is over. We had such fun over the last couple of weeks.
Well, again, it was... hit their spring break. Wasn't my spring break. I still had to live my life. I still had, you know, we traveled. We went to Colorado. It was so much fun. But the ability today to be off the air on a Monday and to go home to a nice, quiet, clean house without hearing, I'm bored, this sucks, can we do something, can we do this? I just get to go home and be with myself. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most, just to walk in and just hear this. Nothing. Silence. And it's just me alone with my feelings. Right?
Your alone time.
My alone time. I've missed my alone time for the last 2 weeks.
What do you do with your alone time?
We'll see.
Stroganoff.
I will not be cooking this afternoon, Paulie. I promise you. I won't be cooking any stroganoff. I made a pot roast yesterday. That's going to last us a couple of days. A
little leftover pot roast.
Leftover
pot roast.
So
I imagine your kids were both so excited to go back to school after their time off. They get to see their friends and their teachers again, that there was no consternation or angst about the return to school at all.
The look on Bo's face, we kept reminding him yesterday, you got about 4 hours left of this, buddy. Soak it in. He's like, he does not want to go back to school.
I was really, as you can imagine, I was really good at school.
Yeah.
But I always had the Sunday, especially coming back from a vacation.
Scaries.
Like just the whole, Sunday blues, we called it. Sunday scaries. Like, just that feeling of dread all day long. Like, I got to go back tomorrow. I got to go back tomorrow. I got to go back tomorrow.
You know what's funny, man, is that I had that my entire life until I started doing this job. For us, I get the Friday scaries because the Friday is like, we're out of gas. I'm totally toast. You know, now for the next few weeks, there's no Padres game on a Thursday. So I get like the Friday scaries of like, how,
like on Thursday night.
Thursday night, I'm like, oh my God, we have nothing tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And you get nervous. Sometimes you have Shilty on and you're like, oh, what kind of mood is he going to be in? So you get kind of that angst. Monday for me.
My dudes, how you doing?
We're good. How are you doing is the more important question, Shilty. For Monday, I'm like, I haven't seen my guys in a couple days. So much happened over the weekend. I can't wait to get in and talk about it. Plus, it's kind of, you know, back in the fold, starting the week up. I actually like Mondays a lot. I really, really do. Fridays make me a little nervous, and Tuesdays typically suck. But at least we'll have a good game to talk about, hopefully a good game to talk about tomorrow. Michael King against Severino tonight, Benny, should be. That's great. I mean, this is what you live for. So excited about that, certainly. And, of course, the national championship game tonight.
Yep. Got college basketball tonight. Late start, 5:50 West Coast. Not so bad for us, but
no.
Think about that. That's an 8:50 start on the East Coast. And that's actually moved up. They used to start at 6:09 West Coast time, 9:09 Eastern time. So, unfortunately, the second half of the college basketball game is going to overlap with the first hour of the Padres game. And I saw some people in the chat going, why 7 o'clock? Well, I thought we got rid of all the 7 o'clock starts. Why?
Sacramento didn't.
Why is Sacramento going with the 7 o'clock start time?
Just to be a bigger pain in the ass than it already is playing in your minor league ballpark with your tough shed media room.
I can't believe games ever started at 7:10 regularly.
They started at 7:35.
7:35!
Yeah.
San Francisco used to do 7:35
all the time. Don't the Dodgers always make teams stay on getaway day till late?
And
I feel
honestly,
like,
back in the first, I think, decade or two of Padres baseball, game times were at 8. 8 o'clock. Now, games generally went a lot faster. You had Randy Jones on the mound, you'd still be done by 9:35. But there was, I think 8 o'clock was a normal midweek starting time for the San Diego Padres early in franchise history. I think Sacramento, I may have read this somewhere, they know that when it starts heating up, which is in a few weeks in Sacramento, that they're going to want later as possible to get it darker and a little bit cooler for those night games.
Yeah.
So they want to establish a regular start time. It's going to be 7 o'clock, not 6 or 6:10 or 6:40 or something. So
you could do 6:35 now and 7:05 in the summer.
You could move it, but they want to standardized start time that everyone gets used to. So
hey, listen,
used to it early.
Whatever else we can do to
just
accommodate,
so they can change it next year. When as soon as they move to Vegas, then they'll change it again.
3 years, maybe. You know, again, whatever we can do to accommodate you guys in Sacramento, our pleasure.
I don't know, Sin City. It's a late night crowd. They may go even later.
They start games.
That'll
at 11,
be indoors, right?
9 p.m.
It is like technically.
I think they're putting
indoors.
A cover, like a retractable or some sort of roof, on that new stadium. But they may go late in Vegas. You
well.
Know?
Listen, man, I'm excited to watch the game tonight. I've got a Little League game, but it's at 4, so we've got the Woodpeckers, going to be coaching those guys up, hopefully to another victory. And then, yeah, home game. And looks like we'll have plenty of time in between games as it's a 7:05 start tonight.
Fortunately, 7:05 on Tuesday, but then it's, I think, 12:35
yep.
for the getaway day on Wednesday. You know, a pretty short flight back from Sacramento to San Diego, so the Padres are going to have all of Wednesday night, all of Thursday, most of the day Friday, to really be at home and get a little rest early in the season. So that's a pretty big chunk of time for a baseball team to have off almost two full days.
Yeah, I'm excited for this series. Again, hopefully the you know, it's going to be a little bit warmer than it was in Chicago. The weather's going to be a little bit nicer. I haven't looked, but it's supposed to be pretty nice as far as I saw. It's a good ballpark to hit in. But they also get to hit as well. So you have to keep them in the yard while yourself going yard and hitting a lot of home runs. The A's aren't a particularly great team. Again, we talk about the Padres handling business against teams they need to beat. This is one of them. This is one of them. This is a team you need to beat.
High of 70 today, 72 tomorrow, 80 on Wednesday.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Even the lows are higher than the warmest temperature
yeah.
that they felt the past 3 days in Chicago.
Just got an interesting DM from a guy on Instagram, and he said, his name is Marcus. He said, I start my days listening to you guys about an hour in, so I just finished the wrap up, Marcus. My question is, why do the Padres need so much veteran leadership in their lineup? Why is it so valuable? Well, I agree that you need veterans. Yeah, you need veterans. You need guys that have done it before. We've talked a lot this offseason about the oldest teams are the ones that are typically winning the World Series every year, which is, it's kind of weird to think about. But then again, it makes sense. These guys have the reps. They got playoff experience. Thing is, man, you don't have to have them littered up and down your lineup, you know, like the Padres do. Well, it's
the
mix
only,
in one off the bench from time
I mean,
to
the
time.
Only three young guys at all in the Padres lineup
Merrill,
Tatis, and Arise. And
yeah.
none of those guys play at all like rookies. I mean,
no.
They've all had quite a bit of baseball under their belts, except for Merrill, who, you know, has conducted himself like a veteran from day one
yeah.
and has had no problem fitting in. I mean, it's the team that probably least needs veteran leadership, you know, just I mean, for the sake of veteran leadership
really,
at all.
We're talking about Jason Hayward, Yuli Gurriel, and whoever.
Martin Maldonado. I mean, Manny's, you know, veteran. Xander's a veteran.
Crony's a veteran now.
Absolutely counts as a veteran. And it's not I don't think those guys are on the team for their veteran leadership.
Not those guys, but Jason Hayward is for sure.
Well, I think he's on the team because AJ was hoping he'd produce.
Yeah,
I think he really did think that he could produce for the Padres. He has not done so far. And the question that we asked earlier and will continue to ask is how long can you be patient? How long do you wait on a veteran? Until he gets going, or at some point do you pull the plug and call up one of the guys who were, you know, hitting at AAA and had good springs, and you've got other options. But once you make that option, you can't go back because you're probably, you know, you're not sending Jason Hayward down to AAA. You're saying goodbye to him if you're going to do that. So it's an irrevocable decision once you make that call, which is why it's hard to make that call ultimately.
It is. Once you, yeah, like you said, once you kind of pull the trigger there, man, it is, it's crazy. Ben, a noted doomer in the chat, said, man, he's a veteran, not a leader. All right, go ask anybody in the clubhouse what they think. It's an asinine, absolutely asinine take. That's chum. That's what that is.
Manny's not a give a big speech leader in the clubhouse.
As far as we know, I'm sure he's gotten, I'm sure he's done it before.
But he'll talk to guys, and we saw it with Tatis. I mean, he's not afraid to enforce, you know,
yeah.
discipline in his own clubhouse. We've seen that for sure.
Go ask Jackson Merrill. Go ask Fernando Tatis Jr. Go ask them. Don't ask me.
I mean, is it leadership to fly your team on a private plane and take them all to your team's soccer game? I would say yes.
I think so.
This is Manny Machado.
I mean, that's part of leadership.
It's a dumb. That's just chum. That's chum.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna buy it on chum on Monday morning. I'm in too good a mood. But again, I have my afternoon off today.
That's a pretty wild, wild statement.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been here and you've watched this team every day and you like you hear the interviews and stuff, you know better.
I mean, what are the qualities of a leader? Set an example. Manny, check. Absolutely. You know, he posts.
Quickly, though, Jeffrey wants to know, are Manny Machado and Manny Ramirez related, Ben? Manny Acta, maybe? Yeah. Are they brothers or cousins?
I think they do spell Manny the same way.
So they do. It's possible they do. That so they may be related
somehow. Maybe. I mean, what are the qualities of a leader, though? Really, I mean, Manny checks the boxes. You know, set an example for your team. Manny absolutely
show up.
Does that. You know, produce and perform.
Yep.
Absolutely does that. And, you know, tries to make sure that other teammates are living up to those standards. And I think Manny absolutely does that as well. Again, you're right. I don't know that Manny doesn't get up in the clubhouse and give big
just
speeches.
Said he did it in the dugout during the playoffs. He did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard stories of him, like, calling a meeting behind closed doors to give a big speech to everybody, which is fine. You don't have to do that to be a leader.
Sure.
In fact, a lot of guys in baseball will roll their eyes at guys who are trying to be too verbal as leaders as opposed to lead by example, which is what Manny constantly does.
Yeah, 100%.
So.
Chum.
All right, we can talk more Manny and Padres baseball with our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour, 8:35. First, though, we got Take on Woods on deck, and we have a new prize starting this week after we had our one-off prize last week. This week, you can qualify for another trip to Las Vegas. We've got two nights at the MGM Grand, $150 gift card, and your choice of concert tickets to Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in Las Vegas.
Man, that's a real conundrum there. Which one will you pick?
I don't know much about Ghost. I don't really know much about all of them, to be honest.
What do you know about Pantera?
I've heard of them. And of course I've heard of Disturbed.
Yes, I know you have.
Beyond wah, I don't know that I know much more about Disturbed either.
They did a cover of Sound of Silence that people really enjoyed.
That
song. Yeah. I didn't enjoy, but a lot of people really enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the prize. We need a contestant that's willing to take on Woods.
Do it. Do your best. Wah. Like he does it.
Wah! Whoa.
That's not good.
Whoa. It's hard. It's hard to do.
It's hard to get it.
There it is.
Wah!
I think I would pick Ghost of the three of those.
You go with Ghost.
I think I would. Yeah. They're very hardcore.
I mean, some people probably just saw Pantera. Or no, I'm sorry, Disturbed when they were at Petco Park.
That's true. That's true.
You can pick one of the other two, though. It's fine. We need a contestant for Take on Woods, 833-288-0973. Call in now. We'll play our musical trivia game when we come back with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Skinny Ben, brought to you by SDFatLoss.com. That's how I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, just by eating regular foods, stuff that I was getting at the grocery store, chicken and steak and vegetables. It was so much better than the other programs that I had to buy a bunch of those bars and shakes, and I dreaded every single one of them for months as I was losing the weight on those other programs, and then I stopped taking all those shakes and bars and mixes, and I gained the weight right back because, you know, I wasn't set up for sustained success like your counselor will do at SDFatLoss.com. I have kept the weight off now over a year and a half. You can do it as well. Up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days, all in time for the summer because you lose weight fast. So April and May can be your losing months here, and then June and July and August, you're going to enjoy the San Diego summer with the new you, feeling good, looking better, and doing it without injections or anything weird. It's just a real sustainable weight loss program. Get your free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. Take advantage of the spring special now. Get $200 off the program and turn yourself into a brand new you by the time summer rolls around by going to sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Bennett Woods, Lynn Sider, Dennis Lynn, our regular Monday contributor, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Lynn Sider Mondays, Jesse Agler Incorporator Tuesdays, Big League Wednesdays, Eno Saris Thursdays, and Mike Schilt and other Friar Fridays this year.
Can't beat it, man.
Pretty good lineup for
pretty
baseball season.
Yes, sir.
And Padres have had a pretty good lineup so far this year as well. Off to the 8-2 start. We will talk more Padres baseball coming up, but right now we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to today's game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Who do we got today, Paulie?
Chad.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing?
All right, we're good. Well, let's get you qualified. Be the first this month for our new grand prize, our trip to Las Vegas, two nights at the MGM Grand, $150 gift card, and concert tickets to your choice of Pantera, Ghost, or Disturbed. So you just have to beat or tie Woods in our five-question musical trivia challenge, and you get the advantage of picking the category. Here are the choices. We've got the holdovers, Without a Doubt, five song titles containing the word without. Seventh Inning Stretch. This is a baseball-themed category from Tier 1 Scott. Each answer includes the name of a Major League Baseball team in it. And Red Alert. Five song titles and artists including the word red. So Without a Doubt, Seventh Inning Stretch, or Red Alert. Chad, what would you like to play?
Let's do Red Alert.
Red Alert. Going with the new category today. Okay, again, this is five either song titles or artists, and they all include the word red. somewhere in the answer. You get 60 seconds. If you don't know one, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the two-second song. Polly will cue up the music that either has red in the title or in the artist's name, and you need to identify both the title and the artist to score the point there, and we'll go on from there. So, Chad, you ready to go?
Ready.
Polly, you need to cue it up. Are you good to go?
1 second.
Give him a chance to cue this one up. Again, the category is Red Alert. All right. Chad, your time is going to begin when Paul plays the music. Again, you'll have 60 seconds. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
That's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Pass.
All right, Prince hit the top 10 on the charts for the first time in 1983 with which song that uses car metaphors to describe a one-night stand?
Little Red Corvette.
Correct. Toby Keith recorded a country smash and drunken party classic with which 2011 single he himself called the stupidest song he ever heard?
Red Solo Cup.
Correct. Which 70s band made up of all Native and Mexican Americans had their biggest hit with 1974's Come and Get Your Love?
The Red Clan.
Incorrect. Written for his wife Diane, which 1986 song became a worldwide hit for the then little-known artist Chris DeBerg?
Red Breast.
Oh, The Lady in Red. The 70s band was Red Bone, and it was Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So you just got the two, Little Red Corvette and Red Solo Cup. Let's see if Woods can do better than the two. Hang on the line, Chad. All right, Woods comes in with no knowledge of the category. Chad's score is locked in. All right, let's reset everything. Put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Chad.
Stop. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct. Prince hit the top 10 on the charts for the first time in 1983 with which song that uses car metaphors to describe
Little Red Corvette.
Correct. Toby Keith recorded a country smash and drunken
Red Solo Cup.
Correct. Which 70s band made up of all Native and Mexican Americans had their biggest hit with 1974's Come and Get Your Love?
Pass.
Written for his wife Diane, which 1986 song became a worldwide hit for the then little-known artist Chris DeBerg?
Lady in Red.
Correct. Which 70s band made up of Native and Mexican Americans had their biggest hit with 1974's Come and Get Your Love?
Red Taint?
Red Bone.
Oh,
you're actually close. Somewhat closer.
How do you figure?
But four is good enough to win in a 4-2 game over Chad today in the category Red Alert.
Never heard of Red Bone before, as far as I remember.
You know the song, though.
Do I?
Yeah, come and get your love.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. I like that song.
All right. Well, we'll try to qualify someone else tomorrow.
Sorry about it.
For the trip to Las Vegas. All right. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Dennis Lynn covering the Padres on the road from The Athletic. Our Lynn Sider will join us to talk some Padres baseball, and that is coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, guys. Well, listen, wanted to tell you about Loan Pronto right now. Interest rates have plummeted. Time to call Loan Pronto if you're looking to get cash out of your home's equity, refinance now out of a high rate, or do the home improvement project. Loan Pronto can make it happen in a matter of days. Take advantage of this opportunity. Get tens or even hundreds of thousands out of your home's equity. Pay off all your credit cards. Pay off your car loans. The average homeowner will cut their monthly bills by $1,000. Get more info at loanpronto.com. Inflation, higher costs have put a lot of people in stressful financial situations. If you own a home, there is a way out. Loan Pronto has multiple options that can help you get the financial freedom you deserve. Most homeowners get their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on those credit cards. Wipe them all out. Get a lower mortgage rate. Get some money for that home improvement project now. All starts by getting in contact with the experts at this. Loan Pronto. LoanPronto.com or call 619-207-4336 or, again, LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Padres found the road not quite as hospitable as sold-out Petco Parks every day, and did not play quite as well over the weekend. We will ask our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, standing by, going to join us right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Your official, Dennis, you got your open. Hope you liked it. We were very punny and probably in a bad way, but we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Never heard that one. He's a Linsider. Yeah,
we had to shtick it up. You know how we do it here. I mean, that's how we do it on Ben and Woods, Dennis. Now you're in the family. Your second appearance on Ben and Woods this season. Benny, you kick us off.
All right. So obviously the Padres were not going to continue to play flawless baseball like they pretty much did during the opening homestand, dropping 2 out of 3 to Chicago. Any like legitimate reasons for concern at all, in your opinion, based on what we saw there at Wrigley Field?
I would say there's just continuation of some things that have been kind of undercurrents in spring training. I mean, just the left field situation, catcher. I think Gavin Sheets has done a nice job of stepping up so far and kind of shoring up the DH spot a little bit. But it remains to be seen. I mean, he was non-tendered by the worst team in baseball last year. And, speaking of that team, Martin Maldonado's also off to a pretty nice start for a guy who's 38 and probably in his last season in the majors by choice. There's spots on this team that can definitely stand to be upgraded, but that goes for pretty much every single team I think out there, except for maybe the Dodgers, who just have like 30 different starting pitchers to throw in there when anyone, like, for example, Blake Snell gets hurt. For the Padres, I think 8-2 is a pretty big cushion considering what they did at the start of last season. So they'll take that as well.
You know, the second time through the rotation, the first time through, King and Cease were, all right, nothing special. Those last three guys were great. Then King and Cease get it figured out, and the last three guys were not great. Tons of walks in this series. I attribute a lot of it to the crappy conditions, certainly. But any concern about, for you, out of the three, Vasquez, Pivetta, and Kyle Hart, which one do you think are you the most concerned about?
Right now, it's got to be Kyle Hart, even though he did say actually yesterday the conditions, he'd take those, I think, 10 out of 10 days. He's a former college roommate of Kyle Schwarber's at a Indiana university. So he's used to that weather, I guess. But, yeah, he's a great story, obviously getting back to the majors. But, when he's not finding the zone or when he's catching too much of the plate, he can tend to get hit pretty hard in those cases. But, yeah, yesterday was just he was not finding the zone. And, you've got Steven Kolek, who had a great spring, just as a former Rule 5 guy transitioning back to being a starter. He's probably going to be ready to come back at some point. And, yeah, Kyle Hart, I would say, has a decent leash as a guy who signed a major league deal. But, the back end of the rotation is also a cause for concern as well.
Dennis, I think one of the biggest disconnects sometimes between fans and organizations is panic level. The patience of an organization is always going to be a little bit longer than what fans have for a struggling player. So you brought up Jason Hayward. Yuli Gurriel is another guy who's off to a slow start. The pitchers at the end of the rotation. How long do you think, given your actual sense of what the Padres and how they do these moves, how long will they go before they decide we may have to go in a different direction, especially with some guys at AAA who are knocking on the door, who had good springs that they could call up, at least offensively as well?
Well, if they keep winning 8 out of every 10 games, I think they'll be perfectly fine to keep going as is. But at the same time, things can change in a hurry. I mean, if they had lost yesterday's game, I think people would be having a different conversation this morning. But yeah, it's a good question because, you know, some of these guys are not making a whole lot of money, and they're not, even if they're on guaranteed deals. And when that's the case, you know, teams are more apt to pull the plug, so to speak, if, you know, the numbers keep trending in a certain direction. So I would think, you know, with guys like Oscar Gonzalez at AAA against Steven Kolek, you know, if some of these slow starts keep up, the Padres will be having some interesting conversations after, say, Memorial Day or even right around then.
That's that long. And that's the thing, I think, you know, for all of us, you know, laymen, who we don't run a baseball team. We have no idea what it takes to run a baseball team, but we know what we see and we know what we hear. And you know, we watch the games and go, well, there's not a lot of production there. And if you have somebody that is producing or could produce, that's also, you know, 15 years younger, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's baseball's such a weird game, Dennis, in that people do get stuck in their ways. And what is the hesitancy? I understand you can't go reactionary. You had a bad start, you're out. You know, it doesn't work that way. I'm fully understanding of that. But you're talking about, you know, guys that have been in this league for 15, 16 years. And if they're not getting the job done now, why would anybody think that they would? They very well may, just to prove me wrong, but why the hesitancy on waiting till potentially after Memorial Day? That's a while away.
Yeah, maybe I should have reframed that as, you know, a lot of times teams just kind of, in general, front office just take stock of their team, you know, for the first real time around Memorial Day. But yeah, again, if these guys keep, you know, not hitting or not producing, they're very, you know, it's legitimate to say, you know, you should pull the plug well before then. That's late May. It remains to be seen, like on these guys we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, experience is something the Padres obviously value.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone expected much out of Donovan Solano and David Peralta last year when they joined the team, and then they went on to be really key contributors for a club that made the playoffs and, you know, kind of helped power them into October. So I don't think anyone's assuming that guys like Yuli Gurriel and you know, Jason Hayward are going to be doing the same thing for them this year. It just looks different, right? Like just from the eye test.
Yeah.
But I think in the interest of preserving some depth at the start of the season, the Padres went this direction, and it sucks for the guys who, you know, had really good springs and arguably outperformed some of these guys. But that's the thing. Opening day and the opening week of the season gets a lot of play. Again, the Padres are 8-2, so things could be going a lot worse. But yeah, I think it's a very worthwhile question, just looking at what happens over the next week or three.
Yeah, no question. And I'm not dooming about any of those guys right now. I fully expect to see those guys get some, you know, I expect Hayward to get some looks, shoot, maybe even tonight against Severino. I have no idea. But I think playing it forward, if you quick trigger those guys and they're out of here, and then you bring up Connor Joe and Oscar Gonzalez and they don't produce, your depth has taken a severe hit right there.
Right, and I don't know if you know, fans are getting over their skis on Oscar Gonzalez hitting a bunch of home runs in AAA, but yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he wasn't in the league last year. I mean, he has made some adjustments, including the spring, and he's hitting the ball really hard, but it was spring training. So I think the Padres and, you know, fans maybe should be tempering their expectations. I know the team is, but yeah, those guys at the same time, they keep hitting in AAA. That'll force some tough decisions.
Sure.
Talking Padres baseball with Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. And Dennis, let's talk about regression because, you know, we mentioned Gavin Sheets off to a hot start, but we knew he wasn't going to hit 400 all year long. But what about the bullpen? I mean, the back end of the bullpen especially has been so very, very good. But there are also signs, Dennis, that this is legit. Like, the Padres could have a pen that is pretty dominant all year. What are you kind of seeing from those guys that have been close to perfect this year?
Yeah, just a continuation of what they were, you know, pretty much last summer when, you know, it looked like one of the best bullpens we've seen in quite some time, you know, anywhere in the league. So you lose Tanner Scott. That's obviously a blow. I mean, considering what he did to Shohei Ohtani, it looks like the Dodgers just went out and paid like an extra $20 million just to make sure Ohtani never has to face Tanner Scott ever again. But, you know, Adrian Morejon had a really promising year as kind of a breakout guy finally in the majors. And you know, he's helped fill those that absence. And then you've got Jeremiah Estrada, who has like the best fastball in the majors right now. No one's really hitting it. So when you got younger guys like that stepping up, and Jason Adam still looks like the same guy who was pretty much untouchable last summer, and Robert Suarez, after kind of a concerning spring, I think, at least in my opinion, and I know some scouts have watched him, and there's also obviously the talk that he's going to get traded. Keeping him right now, it's really given them a lot of options in the back of the bullpen, and I think that's something that Mike Schilt can continue to lean on as some of these starters get their issues worked out, especially at the back of the rotation.
Boy, I'm sure glad they didn't trade Robert Suarez. As I sit here today watching him come in, and you just kind of get that feeling like you did at the beginning of last year, like, oh, man, he looks pretty automatic, knock on wood, that it stays that way. Bullpens are volatile. Everybody knows that. Talking to Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning, I loved your piece you did on Jeremiah Estrada. What a really forthcoming guy that he is. Kind of fill everybody in on how your conversation went with Jeremiah.
I was interested. I know it wasn't his first time back at Wrigley since he had left the Cubs. He went back last May, pitched like less than an inning in a game. But this is really the first time he had been back since he established himself as one of the up-and-coming relievers in baseball. And obviously, we all remember what he did last May, striking out 13 batters in a row. That was after his return to Wrigley last year, so... now that he's back at the side of the organization that developed him, and seemed like they didn't end things on the best of terms, I guess that's probably natural when you get outrighted off the 40-man roster by a team that spent a lot of money in the draft to take you. I think there's some disagreements. It's pretty obvious about like where they wanted to take things development wise between Jeremiah and the team, and it happens. Every year you see relievers, they just make one or two tweaks, sometimes even before they get, let go by a team, and then they catch on with another team and they just take off. So it's sometimes just a matter of just the variance and luck of volatility of relief pitching. I mean, it's happened to the Padres too. Used to have a guy by the name of Trevor McGill, who I think is now the closer for the Brewers. So that's probably a guy the Padres wish they had held on to in hindsight, but yeah, hindsight's hindsight. And, Jeremiah's in obviously, much more comfortable place for him. And I don't know if that's, it was his fault or the Cubs' fault exactly, like where the breakdown responsibility lies with what happened in Chicago. But yeah, right now he's clearly thriving, and he likes to speak his mind. So I have to thank him for being open and honest.
No, McGill was ours, Benny.
He was.
Seventh round, 2015 pick. I just looked at Ben. I go, do we have McGill?
I did make a point last week that pretty much every pitcher in the league at some point has been a Padre now, it feels like.
It took McGill a while to kind of figure it out, and he's pretty nasty. Wow. I mean, he's like, think about Andres Munoz and Emmanuel Clase as well. It's been something that got away.
Yeah. Before you go, Dennis, get a question for you. How many years now between the Athletic and the UT before that have you been on the Padres beat and traveling with the team?
This is year 12.
Year 12. So over those 12, you start to get into a routine with different cities, where you're staying, where you're going. It's very unusual to have a new city just pop up all of a sudden in your rotation. Sacramento, what are we expecting here for the next 3 days?
Have you guys seen that, I guess they call it like a press conference shed?
Yeah, the shed.
Literally great. Got from, I think, Home Depot. I don't know if they literally got from a Home Depot, but they easily could have. Right now, I feel like I'm staying in that shed. I haven't been to Sacramento in a lot of years, so like the hotel I'm staying at, I'm not going to put them on blast and air out their name, but yeah, it's not great, but it's relatively close to the ballpark. But yeah, I chalk that up to me being a rookie beat writer as far as it goes with games in Sacramento. So you live and learn.
It's our state capital, Dennis. Get out and see the sights out there. I mean, you may never get this opportunity again. You never know where they could be next year. I know their plan is to stay there, but things do change. So embrace it. Dive in fully to what Sacramento has to offer.
I swear,
today.
You see those press conference rooms like on the back of flatbeds on the freeway.
I know it's bad, man. It's bad. Send us some pictures from inside if you can.
Yeah, I know people are interested to see it.
It looks like
speaking of Sacramento, by the way, Joe Musgrove He's going to play catch today.
Nice.
Oh. Heard, but almost exactly 2 years ago, he had a rehab start here, so I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
After he broke his toe. So, yeah, it's been 6 months since the surgery, and, yeah, I'm sure he would love to play catch, whether it's, you know, on the field or inside a big shed.
Yeah, either or. It does look like a place where people wait to go see their husbands in prison, where they sit the people and they wait for their turn to get called, and then they bring you back for like the 30-minute visit or whatever. That's what it looks like. So keep that in mind in your pressers today, Dennis. And thank you for a great appearance, my
friend.
Thank
you, Dennis.
Excellent work.
Thanks, Liz. You have a way with words.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Went to a wedding like 4 or 5 years ago, and it was about an hour outside of Sacramento, but there was really no hotel, so we stayed one night in Sacramento, the only night I've ever spent. It was actually not bad.
The longest summer I ever spent was the night I spent in Sacramento.
Walked around the old town area. I think that's kind of the touristy spot with some bars and restaurants.
Does every town have an old town? City have an old town? We'll be down in old town tonight.
An old town. Yeah.
Dallas has one.
The old town.
San Diego has one. Sacramento has one. Oh, be an old town. No, I've never been. My one of my favorite bands is from there. Deftones is from Sacramento, so a little bit close to my heart. It bred them, but other than that, yeah, I got some buddies actually going out to the game for this because, you know, it's one of those things, like not something you get to do ever.
Not the
I've
longest
driven
road trip.
Through Sacramento.
I've never even driven through it.
I did the full Seattle San Diego.
Five up and down. Yeah.
We did it. We were going for time. Like, we did not stop driving. It was like 21 straight hours. And when you get through Portland driving south, those are the last like two-story buildings that you see.
Right.
It's nothing for like another 10 hours. And then it's like 2 in the morning and we get through Sacramento and we see buildings. We're like, yeah!
Is there anything more overrated than going to your nation's or your
state
capital building?
I don't think so.
Worst field trip ever.
Yeah, terrible.
Bad field trip as a kid.
Like, they got to go to the zoo.
State capital building? All right, we will have 1 hour left, including our Rhind report, some basketball talk there, I imagine, as well, on The Fan.